29-year-old Thelma studied animal sciences, but he first got involved in theater in 2009 while he was doing his compulsory National Youth Service. Since then, his life has been all about theater performance.
My name is Abba Thomas. I'm a performing artist. I make my own costumes. I choreograph my own dances. I teach dance. I teach music. I teach acting. Even though I love animals and I can practice in my field, I feel I can give more through theater because this is where I find the fulfillment.
There is one thing in particular that Thomas loves to perform, a dance known as Unity Dance.
It's a dance where different cultures are showcased, different attires, different costumes. But the beauty of it all is that the dancers all do their indigenous dances, but they all dance to one drum beat.
And what is the message?
Nigerians can dance to one beat if we choose to work together, because we have so much diversity in our culture, so much to give, so much to learn in our norms, in our values, in our systems. So we can also cohabit in mutual love and harmony without having to fight and make trouble. It's not necessary. We are actually one country, so we should learn to think in that direction.
Listen for your cure, Nkechi especially.
It's not money that drives him, but sharing his love of performance. As a professional, Thomas has worked with 100 youths in Nigeria. In particular, he's been involved with youths from a huge Catholic church in Abuja, Nigeria's capital city. Nkechi Chibu is one of the thousands of youths at the church and has been learning the unity dance with Thomas.
I've learned from Thomas that culture can lead to unity. As a group, we've been trying out the different dances of Nigeria. And the more we dance together, like this unity stuff, unity and peace shall reign.
Nigeria is said to have over 250 distinct languages and ethnic groups. So it is a very culturally diverse country. A large number of people from different cultural groups worship here at the Catholic Church in Abuja, which is called Our Lady Queen of Nigeria Pro Cathedral. Reverend Father Stephen O'Malley is in charge of the youth here at the church. Judging from the first public performance of the cultural team, Father O'Malley says many other youths have to learn to put their talent to good use as everyone joins hands in nation building, just as Thomas is doing.
He's a gifted person. He has sweet, special, I call it divine inspiration to be able to come up with something like this. I think it's the wonderful creativity he has put into that. And so when you watch the dance and you study the message behind the dance, it will now speak to you as a person. It is easier, it is better to follow when you see than when you hear.
In addition to appealing to the youth, Thomas is also sending a message to parents, says Justina Oyegoke, a member of the church who attended a dance performance.
Well, I love the youth, what they are doing now, for us to encourage our children so that this culture can make them to interact more than the usual times. This modern world is going so that they don't abandon our own culture. In fact, if I have time to, I'm interested to teach other children. I'm so happy. I was so overwhelmed. It takes their time, but yet they are not bothered.
Thomas also thinks it's important for parents to set aside time to teach their children about appreciating other cultures. This will help them appreciate Nigeria's diversity, he says, and encourage unity not just in their own country, but also in other countries as well.
Last year, July, we went to Venezuela for their cultural festival, Biennial Cultural Festival, where we took some Nigerian dances there, and it was a wonderful experience because I still have contacts from that trip from other countries and we interact. So it goes beyond what you actually see. It's been a wonderful experience, all in all.
Thomas is looking forward to expanding his area of influence in using cultural dance to promote peace and unity among different groups in Nigeria. This is Nonye Araje for DW in Abuja, Nigeria.